on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
The exhibition game and all that we saw then. Go through a little bit of the roster, because we didn't get a chance to do that last time, and talk about the kids that you're going to see on the floor for the Runner Rebels. We're going to talk about the floor for the Runner Rebels, now that I mentioned it. We'll also have a chance to get to some of your questions from our Twitter line, which held over from last week. And if you do want to send in a question, tweet it to @UNLV on the radio. All one word, @UNLV on the radio. It's a great night. It's a great week. It's the beginning of college basketball season. And, Coach, I know you are fired up.
I'm excited. Obviously, it's been a long time coming here. It seems like that first year was about 3 years. so to get that offseason started and
this
have
is
a full
year.
Summer. Yeah, this is the
this
first
is the first year. We talked
I like
about
that
it last
theme.
Week.
Yeah, that's right. We were going with that theme, right?
This is year one in the Marvin Menzies.
So I was hired this year. I'm gonna train my brain that I just got here. We did just buy a house.
There you go. Congratulations.
So technically, I just officially
became
a Las Vegas. So, yeah, let's roll with that.
All right.
But, no, you know how it is. John, pumped up, man.
Yeah.
Ready to get it rolling. Everybody is across the country. It's going to get really exciting. Just, you know, why even ESPN's about to get a little hot here with everything going on.
It's going to be fun. And, Robert, we've gotten a chance to see the team early on in practice, our first chance to see them on the floor against competition, against the Nanooks of Alaska Fairbanks or University of Alaska last Friday night. And after a little bit of a shaky start that might have been predictable, I was really impressed. And the impression and the feeling I had coming away from that game is it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, that's the feeling I had. But, you know, it's always great to go in and watch practices and then see a game, because, you know, when the pressure's on a little bit, you see guys' games kind of arise. And that's what I thought was important, seeing them really get ready to play and concentrate on the game.
Well, and Coach, let's talk about the game a bit, because when the guys came out, it, you know, was it a little bit of wide-eyed and just running around a little too fast and took them a while to kind of settle in, you think?
It was all of that. I think that there were a lot of butterflies flying. I mean, even Jordy, who's a fifth-year senior.
Right.
It's been a year of anticipation to play in front of the fireworks, the carpet. He's seen it all, but he hasn't had a chance to, you know, actually participate. So for even he was a little bit nervous, he told me after the game. So, yeah, I think it was good to get that out of the way, obviously. You had the scrimmage, and then we got out the exhibition now, and practices have ramped up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think naturally the guys sense it a little bit more and sense that we're only going to play five at a time, you know. So I think that intensifies the competition and practice and for minutes and so forth. I mean, you know, because when you don't have the games to play, you're on the black or you're on the red,
right,
and you're playing a lot. And now when an actual, you know, tip goes up and there's officials, it's like, oh, wait a minute. So we had I got an interesting quick story for you. We had a situation where I went through the room and I asked every guy, I don't know if I told you guys
how many minutes,
yeah. And it added up to, I think, I want to say 285, and there's only two.
No, that's great, because you have that second court they could
right. Or I told them, unless we play four overtimes,
that
ain't happening. So when we add it all up, and it just to crystallize the reality that we've only got so many guys that play so many minutes. So we've got to play. So we talked about it. We talked about, you know, okay, we're a family. We've got unity. We got chemistry. Don't let your selfish instincts or competitive drive take you away from the family, you know, culture that we've installed. And you just got to be supportive and be a great teammate when you're not in.
Well, one guy who did not hesitate for 1 second on the floor and didn't look as if he had any wide eyes or was bothered at all or troubled at all by anything was Shakur Justin.
He was
terrific.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he?
It was really fun to watch him.
You know, Robert, when you had a lot of JC guys that you either played with, right?
Right.
And, you know, I'm not typically a coach who wants to run a program with junior college players.
Uh-huh.
And it's no knock on the junior college system. I was a junior college coach for 8 years. But I think that following the paradigm of development and you know, getting kids into a program to truly become a part of the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes a few years,
right,
you know. And
right.
then I think fans get more embrace the players more when they're here for a longer tenure than a year or two. You know, so it's strange to really recruit junior college kids. And I didn't bring in many. Even we talked about last week, Chris Clyburn, you know, being a junior college player but having 3 years.
Right.
So it's good. It's good now to do that. But I was going to ask you, Robert. I mean, was that like that turnover? Was that a challenge having all those junior college guys?
Yeah, it was because you know you're getting a lot of new faces in at the junior college level. But for me, I was like Chris. I had 3 years, so it made a difference. You know, for me, I think having that extra year, as opposed to coming in as a freshman.
Right.
But you do come in as a junior college player with a little chip on your shoulder because you don't have that much time.
No.
And trying to get it in and prove that you're worthy of what you've been, you know, what they've talked about.
Right.
You, it's tough.
I think the chip can be good and bad, though.
Right, right.
Because we always talk about what? Well, mm-hmm. it takes them a while still mm-hmm. to get acclimated.
Right, right.
A half a year
right.
or sometimes a year. But it's the pressure. How do you handle the pressure that you put on yourself, that your family puts on you,
right.
community puts on you, now social media,
right.
the internet, and everything else? And so I talk to the guys a lot about that and really insulating themselves and understanding how to prioritize what's really important and keeping a firm grasp, you know, ethically and morally on that and focusing on that, because otherwise you can get convoluted with all those extra emotions, and it
right.
can take you out of playing your best basketball.
That's right.
Well, right. And the thing that was so impressive to me about Shakur in that game is from the moment he stepped on the floor, he had a rhythm, he had a pace, he was under control.
Yep.
You know, guys running around like chickens with a head cut off around him, but he would catch and shoot.
Yeah.
He would go get the rebound,
yep.
make a good pass. All of that, it didn't take him but a second.
Under control.
To get that going.
And poise. He had
right.
that poise.
Yeah,
right.
And the team kind of had to catch up to him
mm-hmm. yeah.
or slow down to him.
Slow
right.
down to
him, yeah.
depending on what it was.
Yeah, defense, exactly.
Defense, they had to catch up, and offense, they had to slow down. But, no, Shakur is we recruited him. I'd like to take credit for his superior play in the exhibition game. But that's what we recruited. You know, we recruited maturity, you know, culture. He was a great culture guy for us to recruit character-wise. And it shows because you are off the court who you are on the court. You've heard that 1,000
right.
times, and it's true.
And you know, it showed that. The other guy I think that the fans got a real kick out of was Mbake. I mean, you can see, obviously, the athleticism is there. And it's very raw,
right.
and there's a lot that has to happen for him to become a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, he is going to be so much fun right. to watch grow up as a runner rebel.
Imagine if he would have made his dunks.
he
had – how many did he miss? He missed two dunks.
Two.
I think we
yeah.
missed
he miss three.
It was three.
It was three.
Really?
Yeah. yeah. I told you the story. Did I tell you the story about what he said?
No, go ahead.
I said, come on, man. I said, I hear you. That looks good. But in a tight game, you got to get the points. I said, you know, what's – because he finishes those normally.
Uh-huh.
I said, so what were you thinking about? And he says, Coach, I was trying to take the rim off.
Just put it in nicely.
I said, okay, well, all right. Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but let's make sure we get the 2 points.
And then off the bench, some of the young guys watching Amari play, and it was such a pleasure meeting him and having him here last week.
Mm-hmm.
What a fine young man. And
nice guy.
And
yeah.
Nunu, Tre'Vell Beck running out there, and we talked about it a little bit on the show and during the game about his history and the fact that he was such a highly regarded player as a junior in high school, mm-hmm. and then kind of fell off the radar a little bit.
Right.
And the Rebels kind of may have a diamond in the rough with him.
Yeah, you know, guys like that, he put on a little weight, and he had some challenges that he had to deal with, and he corrected them, and he's handling his business, and he's still a freshman. But there's no kidding. There's no denying that he was highly regarded and ranked and all those things for a reason. And we're starting to see some of that come to fruition now, even in practices. Like today, he was phenomenal in practice today. Him and Shakur started going after each other a little bit and in the right way. But he didn't back down, you know. And he's got a good body.
Oh, he's a freshman. For 17, 18, 19 years old, he's a man. I mean, that's a big kid.
All three of those ages, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. and then Anthony Smith.
I got to tell you, I love when I ask a guy how tall he is, and he goes, 6'7", 6'8".
What, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't understand my question.
Coach, it depends on whether there's an updraft.
Blah. Right.
Well, I guess I got cut off at the knees one time. I asked him what his height. I forget what he said. He said 6'1", or he said 6'1", 6'2". And I said, you realize you can't be two heights. And he says, well, I didn't know if you were asking with or without shoes. I was like,
All right. Hey,
very rarely do I get
exactly.
got.
Exactly. And which district does he represent now?
Exactly.
In politics. Yeah. Absolutely. There you go. But Anthony Smith, here's a kid we really didn't know anything about coming in because he hadn't practiced much.
Exactly. Right.
And, the athleticism on display during the exhibition game. Right. A lot of fun.
You know what? He's another one that, a junior college guy.
Right.
So you talk about the acclimation and all of that. But he plays like I feel the fans want Rebels to play in terms of a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. Defensively and almost a reckless abandon offensively. Now we got to reel him in and we got to get him a little more technically sound and some of those things. But if we can get him to find the gears and learn how to shift, the different gears from offense to defense, he's going to be really fun to watch.
Yeah. Hard to leave your driveway in sixth.
Hey. Yeah.
But it was a fun game and again that. Just it kind of struck me when I was watching the game and then certainly on the way home, just thinking about the game, that this is going to be a really fun year. And that just kept coming back in my mind.
Right. Well, I'm excited about it. I think we've got some really good guys. I think we've got some we've got a couple guests here later in the show that I'm sure you're going to bring on. Mm-hmm. Two of my former players who are able to transfer some of their experiences as players and players for me. That can help to stay in these guys' heads the right way. Coach Sanders, Eric Sanders, and Brandon Jenkins, who was at Louisville, and Eric Sanders, who was at San Diego State. But I think they're two great additions to help me to mentally give these guys, because they're a little bit younger than me. I think the gray hair now. I don't know if those guys want to, come over to my house and hang out after practice like they used to when I was an assistant. So I had to go hire some guys for them to go hang out.
Well, you take care of everything. I think that's smart, Coach. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some of the other guys on the roster we haven't touched on yet, begin to understand their roles, get to some of the questions from our Twitter feed, all of that and more. I want to remind you that this radio broadcast is being streamed live on the all-new UNLV Game Day app. Stay up to date with your Runner Rebel stats, game schedules, and score notifications. Take UNLV Athletics with you wherever you go. Search UNLV Game Day in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And Finley Toyota's 2017 model clearance is underway. All 2017 models are being sold at clearance prices. Come in today for the best selection. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
At Finley Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
Football is back, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather back at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricanes Irma and Harvey. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of the hurricanes and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the Harvey and Irma Recovery Funds to support local communities in the Southeast United States, Caribbean, Texas, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. To find out how you can help those impacted by these natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
That's John Barr. Last week I saw him split a coconut with his forehead and a can of spray cheese just to sell somebody a car.
Still recovering, but it was worth it, though.
Oh, he heard you!
And his hearing is remarkable. Is there anything that man can't do?
Actually, I can't use chopsticks. But besides that, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Coming back.
Back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies on the Marvin Menzies radio show talking about Runner Rebel basketball. Runner Rebels get started for reals on Saturday night, 7 o'clock, the tip. Against Florida A&M, the Rattlers in town for the MEAC conference, and we'll be on the air at 6:30 with Run and Rebel warm-up. Hope you're making your plans to come on out and check out this new Run and Rebel team. We're going to talk about them and check out the new Run and Rebel floor. And I saw the pictures. Uh-huh. I haven't seen it in person yet, so I'm not going to talk until I see it. But I saw some comments that people made, about the floor. So a lot of positives. Some people saying, well, it's a lot of money. And people don't understand. The old floor had been there
forever.
For 20 years.
Who said it was a lot of money?
I saw some on social media.
Man, I'm about to start giving out my cell phone. Just kidding.
No, this floor, the old floor, had seen a lot of basketball. It wasn't quite as bad as the stories they told about the old Spectrum in Philly where they'd drive guys to the dead spots because you knew.
I played on that floor, so I know. You don't want that floor to get that old.
No, but, I mean, Coach, it was absolutely time for a new floor at the Thomas
Center. It was, and I think there is a, like anything, like a bed. You know, it can be comfortable, but it's only going to be comfortable for so long.
That's right.
I think the average life is 10 years, and a floor is probably about 15 or something. But, yeah, the guys had some issues with some of the – there were some dead spots, and there were some – and it was hard and started, you know, it just wasn't
coming apart a little
bit.
Yeah,
it wasn't giving you the cushioning that you need when you're pounding on that thing with practice. And, you know, so you want some longevity out of these guys. It's better that they play on high level equipment. And heck, it's good for recruiting, too.
Yeah. Did the guys like it when they walked on the floor?
Oh, man. They walked out and they were like, just starry eyed, like Christmas morning, you know. It's impressive, you know, when you see it on paper or in a picture, it doesn't do it justice. I think you really got to get out Saturday or even Friday for the women don't play.
I don't know if they're playing there in the Cox on
but Saturday night for sure. There's a there'll be a buzz in there about the floor. I mean it's nice, man. It's really nice, and it's good, and it's a good floor.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Let's talk about some of the guys who are going to be running up and down that floor. We mentioned some of the guys in the exhibition game. Let's talk about the returners. We've mentioned him, Chris Clyburn, coming back after a season that started off like gangbusters and then just a series of nagging injuries, and he never really – I don't think he ever was fully healthy throughout the year last year.
No, he never did get fully healthy, and – I think that was one of his missions in the offseason, was to become stronger, you know, do a better job of building up an athletic body so that he could take some of the pounding, because he couldn't get healthy.
Right. Because
every time he would have a little bit of a stretch, all of a sudden another tweaked ankle or something else would occur. It's just a different level of physicality in Division I basketball. So I'm eagerly anticipating watching his whole book. You know, I know he's going to have good games and bad games, but I want to see how this journey, this chapter of the 17-18 season unfolds for Chris specifically, because he's done what we asked him to do. And if things are true to form and if what we're doing and teaching is the right thing, then you should see a guy that has a pretty good chapter.
And Robert, we've talked about it before. Is consistency what you think you need to see from Chris Clyburn?
I'm sure, you know, that I'm sure that's what the coaches want, because that's what they look for from all their players, is consistency.
Exactly.
And the thing I liked about Chris last year was that first big game he had, and I was like, man, this is going to be, you know, it's going to be something to see. But then, you know, when you get hit by the injury bug, man, you can never get to that 100% player that you want to be.
And I really do think that bothered him. All right. Another guy coming back, a guy who had an unbelievable offseason, grew physically, grew in terms of maturity, and is becoming kind of a leader on this team. And we talked about it in the postgame show. He didn't have his best game in the exhibition game, but it's only going to go from there. Shekna Dembele.
Yeah.
I mean.
he's going to be really good. Next player.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I will say, I got a quick Shekna. We talk about Shekna a lot since he's such a
He's just a
great
wonderful kid, yeah.
But true story. So today in practice, Shekna, I forget the drill we were doing in practice, but we had to mark for missed blockouts and whatever. You had to run at the end of the drill. So Shekna had the most. He had three. So he had to do three suicides. And so I said, man, Shekna has three. And, you know, hauling at Coach Jeter. He got three. I said, what was his for? He said, missed blockouts. Now, Shekna, you got to know Shekna to appreciate this moment. He goes, no way, Coach. No way did I have three. Then he caught himself and he said, my fault. I'm sorry. He goes, my fault. I'll run,
I didn't mean to yell at you.
Because he never talks back. He's like the ultimate coach's dream, you know, of somebody you want to coach. So he says, no way I had three. And then he goes, oh, my fault.
Let's talk about JoJo a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, JoJo is a – he's such a wonderful kid.
He is.
And he had such a – It was sort of a tale of two seasons for JoJo simultaneously.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, personally and individually, he had success and he had, you know, great moments. The threes against Air Force and the leading scorer on the team and an honorable mention all conference season. And on the other side, you know, he was just so frustrated that he could not just drag the team along with him to win more games.
Yeah, and, like he did in junior college.
Tried.
Yeah.
He tried.
He certainly did. But now he gets to play off the ball. He gets to play the two. If he gets his feet set, he's going to make a ton of threes. I saw the one that he didn't get set for in the exhibition game, and you called him over right away.
Yeah. Like, where's that guy? Like, send that guy back to last year. Put him in the time warp. You know what you're supposed to be doing. So he's another great kid that's listening and learning, and had some really good practice. Actually, today was really, really good today.
Do you think – I mean, has he expressed it, or is he just – can you just tell how more comfortable he is having Jordy Johnson alongside to run the point most of the time?
Well, the fact that they're good friends helps, obviously. But, yeah, he was more than happy to play backup point and be a true combo, as they call him.
Right.
Because his nature, his natural instinct, and what he's comfortable doing is scoring the ball. So anytime a kid can do that and then give you also what you need to help win games, which is – you know, some serviceable minutes at the point, then you know, he should be in a good place.
And I saw him a lot more comfortable in the game, knowing that he was going to get the ball at the right times. And when you're a scorer like he is, you know, that your confidence goes sky high.
And I mean, you know, and it's an old saying about, you know, how can you think and hit at the same time? How can you think and shoot at the same?
Right.
And he had to spend a lot of time last year thinking, and now he can just play.
Right. And that's the hope we always want to give our guys. You know, I stole this from we got a couple of Michigan fans in the audience here today, and we were talking about Steve Fisher earlier, and I stole this from Steve Fisher, and Fish says, "Well, we've got a very organized system, but we're going to give you some freedom to play." So that was
pretty good.
That was his deal, and I think JoJo's going to enjoy the freedom because of the way that we're going to play in the system that we have.
That's really good, Coach. Let's talk about Jordy. You know, we knew the credentials coming in. You know, as a junior, playing for Coach Jeter at Wisconsin-Milwaukee, over 8 assists a game, second in the country. You know he's got the talent. You know he has the experience and the leadership. Is it just a matter of him settling back in after being off a year and then learning his teammates?
100%. You know, this is a brand-new team, brand-new city, different arena, literally and figuratively. He's got to adjust to actually being on the floor and being a Rebel now. Yeah. You know, being here in practices and being a student helped him get acclimated, I think, but now there's another bridge that he's got to cross, and that's becoming a celebrity, a valuable member to the actual games. He was a valuable member to the team last year in practice, but now, you know, you come here to actually play the game. So it's going to take him a second, but I do think that he's, because of the person that he is, it won't take as long as you know, it might with somebody else.
And I think last year, being here and being able to see, you know, the system, you know, practicing in the system, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you don't learn anything sitting down. I can tell you from experience, that's a lie. You know, my first year in the NBA, you know, I had to sit a few times because I had a lot of veterans in front of me. And I learned so much just watching the veterans and the little crafty things that they did, you know. And for Jordy, you know, to be here and see certain things, I think he can go into it with a different perspective this year.
Coach, let's talk about some of the freshmen. And we'll start with the one everybody wants to see and who didn't get a chance to see. Because after you had your little team meeting up here by yourself last week when you had that conversation and decided that you probably were going to keep him out. Why would I play him? Brandon McCoy comes in. And if you get a chance to meet this young man, I mean, push someone out of the way to do so. He is an impressive young man, not physically. I'm talking about in terms of his personality, his intelligence, his wit. This is a kid who has an opportunity to be special on and off the court.
Yeah, you know, he really does. It's so much so that you know, we had a talk today, Brandon and I, after practice, and, you know, he had a good practice, and I walked over after practice. I said, so, B, how you doing, man? How you feeling? He goes, Coach, you know, I'm really enjoying everything, but I think I'm not going to play this year because I want to be a nuclear physicist, and I want to concentrate on my studies. And I said, yeah, well, if you do that, then I can't pay for your scholarship. And he says, okay, I'll go ahead and play that. No, he's a piece of work.
He really is.
And I tell you, you said, you know, push somebody out of the way to meet him. It's almost true because he's that awesome of a human being. But he's impressive both physically and not physically, and that's why we're so blessed to have him as a part of the program.
All right, so we, you know, comes in five-star, all accolades, et cetera. What's he going to struggle at? What is he going to have to work at? And what's going to surprise him?
You know, he puts a lot of expectations on himself, which is good, because a lot of times the expectations externally, that's what can mess you up. But I think because he holds himself accountable, I think he's gonna have some moments where he's beating himself up a little bit because he didn't play maybe as well as he should have, right, or you know, whatever. I think that'll be his challenge, because he's a worker, you know, and he wants to just be the best he can be. So if anything, it's going to be, you know, overdoing it a little bit on self expectations. But everything else, I think he's going to be in good shape.
I think so. What do you want to see from Brandon, Robert?
I want to see him grow, you know, and for some people, I know they want it to be a fast growth, but in my case, I want to see him grow slowly and just understand what he's doing and where he's trying to go.
Well, it's good. It's going to be fun to watch him grow. I mean, this is a special kid and a special talent, and I think Rebel fans are really going to enjoy it. Before, we've talked about Tervell, we talked about Mblake. Last two we want to get to are Amari, who we had here last week, right, and who showed out really nicely in the exhibition game, and then Jay Green, another young man who maybe hasn't gotten as much time from us or from the media in general, but it's going to be a valuable member of this team.
Another young man who had a really good practice today. Jay Green and Amari, I'll kind of combine the two because they're similar in a lot of ways. One is an international student coming from Australia, so a lot of the local, not local, but national hoopla that Amari was afforded, the four-star and this and that. I think if Jay was in the U.S., I think he would have a lot bigger name, quote-unquote name. But I'm glad he didn't. I don't know if we'd have got him if he was.
Right.
Yeah. He's another one, though, that I think he's in a bit of a position where he's going to have to compete against some upperclassmen. He is totally aware of that, understands the process, understands the journey, is all in for trying to compete and earn minutes. But I think he'll be one of the first guys off the bench supporting. You know, Amari is that way in character, even though he does have the accolades. Again, I keep coming back to the word, that C word, character, because I think, you know, John Wooden's philosophy on that is very, very true. You know, character wins championships, and I think that's what we've recruited. Now, they're young men. Don't get me wrong. They're going to have moments. They won't have any UCLA moments, but they're going to have moments. If they do, they ask, be off. Oh, did I say ass? Sorry,
you're allowed to say ass.
Yeah. Yeah. That, there was one other word. What did I say last week? What was the other?
Fart. You said fart
yeah,
last
I said
week.
Fart.
So we've got ass fart. Yeah. We're just going to keep a dictionary
now
for
they're
you,
listening.
Coach.
Now they're listening.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's
we're
that's
a class that, operation here,
these,
don't we?
These two dudes are phenomenal people. And I think, you know, you gotta make sure that you're aware of that dynamic when you bring kids in, when you're building a foundation like we are in our first year.
Well, last question before we take the break. First year, I like it.
And slip that in when you weren't looking.
I saw it go right by me. We talk about these kids all the time, and we want to try to come up, and I'm just throwing it out there. It would be great if we could come up with some more opportunities for the fans to interact with these kids.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, after games or – after practice, have a little something or something. Because this is a special group. I'm really been impressed with the quality of the character, quality of these individuals. And I think it would be great for the fans to have an opportunity to get to know them a little bit here in your first year.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had our Scarlet and Gray, and we had a pretty good turnout to that. I don't know if there was a head count on that. Do you know how many people showed up for that?
In the arena, there were a few thousand.
Yeah, so that was a great one because after the game, folks and fans were able to come down with the young ones and get through autographs and pictures and so forth. So that was a good one. I think once the season begins, it's a little tough, obviously.
Yeah.
And they worked so hard in the off season. It was a challenge to create some of those things because most of the extra time was spent in community service stuff, which was going out specifically for different events. But as far as just the fan engagement, I'm just hoping that it happens naturally through their tenure and more than anything, not something that is forced, you know.
Understood.
It's kind of just a natural deal.
If you get a chance, come meet these guys. They're pretty special.
No doubt.
Hey, fans, if you're in need of health insurance that you can't get through your employer, then you need Nevada Health Link. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com and see how you can get connected to health insurance. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com today. And a win for your team is a win for you, too. There's nothing quite like it except driving a Nissan. Get to Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics, and shop ChooseNissan.com today. Take on today. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by the Shrimp here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
ESPN's Neil Everett here. This college football season, Nissan's putting you in the driver's seat. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com. Build a customized Titan wrapped in your school's colors. Then register for a chance to win it. Enter the Nissan Heisman House Sweepstakes. Take on today.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go, Rebels!
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 12/8/17. Open to residents of USDC 18 and older. Official rules at NissanUSA.com/Heisman House Sweepstakes. Sponsored by Nissan North America.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricanes Irma and Harvey. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of the hurricanes and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the Harvey and Irma Recovery Funds to support local communities in the Southeast United States, Caribbean, Texas, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. To find out how you can help those impacted by these natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
ESPN's Neil Everett here. This college football season, Nissan's putting you in the driver's seat. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com. Build a customized Titan wrapped in your school's colors. Then register for a chance to win it. Enter the Nissan Heisman House Sweepstakes. Take on today.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go, Rebels!
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 12/8/17. Open to residents of USDC 18 and older. Official rules at NissanUSA.com/Heisman House Sweepstakes. Sponsored by Nissan North America.
We are back at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies. Runner Rebels getting ready for the season opener Saturday night, Florida A&M at the Thomas and Mack. Come on out and check out this athletic, fun group of individuals the Rebels are going to put out there, the Runner Rebels. And check out the new floor at the Thomas and Mack. Just got installed this last week. Should be a lot of fun. Saturday night, 7 o'clock, we'll be on the air at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. Coach, a couple of questions off the Twitter line. Good question from Matthew here. Who's the one guy who's not getting a lot of publicity who's going to make an impact this year that might surprise the fans?
You know, that guy I want to mention, but he's not getting a lot of publicity for a reason, so I'm not going to mention him. I have no idea.
Such a
Let me think. One guy that's not getting a lot of publicity.
Well, you got Brandon, obviously, coming
the
in.
Yeah, hype guys,
you got
right?
Shakur as National JUCO Player of the Year. You got Jordy and JoJo.
Mbaké.
Right. Yeah, Mbaké. All right.
Right. He's not getting a lot of publicity,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
But I think he's the guys to watch list. He's on that list.
Yeah, he's so much fun. I mean, what an athlete.
Man.
And just
thank you.
Just
Mbaké. If you're talking about me.
just figuring out how to play the game. I mean, it's going to be fun. Scott had a question, Coach. Overall health of the team, nagging injuries, obviously start with Brandon's ankle. How's that? And how's everybody
Better.
Feeling?
Better. You know, he was able to compete pretty well in practice today. It's still obviously he's not 100%, but he's definitely in a position to go. I think I mentioned Shekna today at the news press conference before practice that he had rolled his ankle yesterday, but he was able to practice some today. So both of those guys should be available and ready. I don't know if they'll be 100%, but they'll definitely play. Anthony Smith had took a shot with a bruise, but he was able to go most of the practice today as well. So those three are the only guys that there's anything, you know, to talk about. But I think for the most part, all of them will be available.
Well, that's nice to hear. All right, opening night, always a big night. Doesn't matter if you're number one in the country or whatever.
Veterans
what do you do?
Day.
Obviously Veterans Day, big day on Saturday. Hope if you interact with a veteran on Saturday, open a door, buy him a coffee, whatever you can do to say thank you to those people who have done so much for us. What do you do? You've got a young group. You've got a group for the most part that hadn't played much Division I basketball. It's opening night at the Thomas and Mack. Crowd will be there. Fireworks and red carpet. You don't want that same little rough start that you had with the exhibition game. What do you do as a head coach, and what does your staff do to try to get the guys ready to go?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think like every season, you don't want to over-discuss the moment. I think moments like that, like, you know, a championship game in a like the conference championship or a game that's for first place in conference. I think sometimes if you overhype that deal or a competitor, you know, if you're playing somebody that's really big and you talk them up so much, I think you can distract them from the task at hand. So I think we'll keep our focus on what's right in front of us, which is what we need to do to improve ourselves. Where do we need to attack on the floor, you know, knowing the scout and knowing what we need to do, but at the same time keeping our energy and our concentration on how do we play our best basketball today. And that's, I think, that's the biggest way to keep them, you know, on point.
Well, we will look forward to seeing that in fruition. We will get a chance to visit with you both before and after the ball game on Saturday night. Know you've got a lot on your plate right now, including those shrimp. And we're going to let you go. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to visit with two of your former players who are now on your staff, and you're not going to be here. So we are going to get – we're going to get into –
We're going to find
out some stuff about Mark Menzies.
No, I'm going to sit here and watch.
Yeah, right.
Don't trip.
We will be back in just a moment. I want to remind you fans that Findlay Chevrolet is located in the Southwest at 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Frankly, they are customer-driven. And Rebel fans, you can post your fan pictures with the hashtag LesOlsonIT, and you could win a $100 Amazon gift card. Les Olson Company hopes you win. Visit LesOlsonIT.com for contest details. Les Olson Company, your office technology partner. Back with more Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino on the Runner Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
The locals' best half-off happy hour is at PT's, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar. Join us for 50% off drinks, pizzas, and select $5 appetizers, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. Plus, download the PT's Entertainment Group mobile app today to compete in weekly contests for your chance at cash and free slot play. View amenities by location, account information, and find one of our 55 taverns near you. PT's Entertainment Group, a local's favorite. Real. Local. Play.
The Speedway Children's Charity's 5th annual PJ 5K run and 1 mile walk through glittering lights is coming up November 19th at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Walk, run, push a baby stroller, even walk your dog in your onesies or flannel PJs through glittering lights. Everyone who participates will get a medal when they cross the finish line. It's festive, fun, and it's for a good cause. Register for the Speedway Children's Charity's 5th annual PJ 5K at speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas. Sponsored by Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Las Vegas Review Journal, Las Vegas Sun, Big Valley Towing, and Lotus Broadcasting.
Rahan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. I take pride in offering the best customer service. Your car is busted and you need a ride? No problem. We'll arrange one for you. You have a question that needs my immediate attention? No problem. My cell phone number is on my business card. You can call me anytime, day or night. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Naqvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Are you ready? The winter season is starting. How's your equipment? Do you need new skis or a new snowboard? Or how about new boots? McGee's annual preseason winter sale starts this Friday. Save up to 50% off on skis and snowboard equipment, clothing, and accessories. Even their 2018 equipment is on sale. Bridehead will be here selling discounted season passes. And now is your chance to pick up that new bike. All the 2017 bikes from Trek and Cannondale are on closeout. McGee's winter sale starts this Friday at the Fort Apache location.
Back here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith with you. Coach Menzies is going off to scout the Rattlers. Florida A&M at the Thomas and Mack Saturday night, 7 o'clock, the season opener. Will be on the air at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. But we bring in a couple of coaches, former players, Eric Sanders, Brandon Jenkins. Eric at San Diego State.
That is correct.
And Brandon at Louisville.
Yes, sir.
And, okay, how has Coach changed since you saw him as an assistant, either at San Diego State or at Louisville, and now he's the boss? Now, I know you worked with him, Eric, at New Mexico State, so you saw some of that. But what's different about Coach Menzies now than back in the day when he was an assistant running around the country recruiting and doing all that stuff?
To be honest, not really too much. You know, Coach still tells the same jokes he told when he came into my house to recruit me.
Oh, man.
And stuff like that. So to see the evolution of Coach from assistant to being a head coach here at UNLV, which has always been his dream job, it's kind of like a dream come true, and I'm just happy to be alongside of him and just helping out any way I can to help sure we bring a good product of basketball and a good culture of kids with academics and athletics to the city of Las Vegas that loves basketball so much.
Brandon, I know that you spent time with Coach and have had an opportunity to work in and play in championship level programs.
Right.
This, you know, we were joking, but it really, in effect, is it is his first year. Last year, because of all the circumstances and everything that was going on, kind of a year you just have to kind of put away and put aside. And this year, really, first year to recruit fully, first year to start implementing everything you want, both offensively and defensively and off the court. What do you think about the foundation that's being built here? Because the goal is to build a championship program here.
Right.
Well, I think he's going in the right direction so far. You know, at Louisville, I can see some things that he's put into the Rebels this year. You know, he wants them to speed up, you know, press this and that. And that was things we were doing at Louisville. You know, Coach, like Eric said, he hasn't changed that much. He was always a funny guy, more of a player's coach, and that's just one thing I love about him. You know, guys can really come up to him, ask questions. You know, when I was playing in Louisville, I played for Coach Rick Pitino. It's a different story. You know,
yeah.
Do some of the things that
not as approachable. I get it.
A little nervous to do certain things. With Coach Menzies, you can be laid back and relaxed and kind of just talk to him. And, you know, I think we're going in the right direction. If the guys buy into what he's trying to teach us, I think we'd be special.
Eric, you know the Mountain West Conference. You were part of a conference championship team at San Diego State a few years ago. But people underestimate this conference, and they underestimate how difficult it is to win in this conference. I mean, even Rebel fans, Robert, we talk about all the time, are surprised to understand that UNLV has never won an outright regular season title in the Mountain West Conference. Never in 17 years. And it's a tough conference.
No, to win on the road here, you know, you can't, from top to bottom, you got to bring your A game, preparation, have the guys focused, ready to go. You know, the Mountain West hasn't showed from a national standpoint of where they've been at in years past. But I just think with the recruiting and the influx of new coaches into the conference, you know, we'll be right back on that track here soon to come.
I love to hear it. Robert, you know how important it is. These guys talk about players, coach, and being able to do things. Having guys like these who have played and I'm giving Eric a little bit of a hard time, but certainly played more recently than the other coaches. How important is that it is for the kids to kind of have these guys around as a bridge, director of player personnel and player development, and things like that, you know, whatever the title is, but to kind of bridge the gap between, you know, themselves as 18, 20-year-old kids and however old Coach Menzies is. We're not quite sure.
Well, I think from a player standpoint, they can get a little closer to these guys because they've just come off that trip of being a player, and they can better understand through them. Whereas with coaches, they have so many other things to do that they don't have time. But the question I want to ask these two guys is, going from player to coach now, being able to control the game on the floor while you're playing, how difficult is it to move into that coaching spot?
It's actually fun. I mean, I'm still kind of in basketball mindset.
Right.
I just really recently stopped playing maybe a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I still can get out there and kind of play with the guys. And just, they pick my brain about a lot of stuff. But it's kind of fun to be able to share what I learned from my coaches and how Coach Menzies was back then, and just giving them a lot of information. So it's pretty fun to me so far. I'm learning. Listening.
As you go.
Are the guys receptive? I mean, is this a group that seems real receptive, or is it like, old fellas, we're not listening to that? Because I know that happens sometimes.
Honestly, you know, sometimes in the heat of battle, some of our guys get defensive, but me and Brandon can still mix it up out there and block a shot or two and here or there. So I think we have their respect in that regards. And I just think, you know, from a standpoint of being a player, and we had some success, like, hey, we've been there, kind of done that, and our experiences is just another sounding board and echo from what the coaching staff is trying to get across to the players. And the fact that, you know, we spend a little bit more time with them at night, things like that, we can relate to them a little bit more, I think it's easier to break through to try to get your point across, too.
That's terrific. We're going to take one more break. We're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit about how important the fans are to the players. I think that's something maybe we don't spend enough time getting that player's perspective. And you guys, as you said, just, you know, recently stopped playing and moving to the coaching ranks, to give an understanding of how important that fan support is. We'll get to that in a moment. Fans, don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores on your TV screen without interrupting the game. Visit cox.com/contour to learn more. And be a sport. Drink your milk. Show the neighbors you can grow up to be anything you want to be. Anderson Dairy, the dairy expert since 1907. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
Football is back, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather back at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the Road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
All righty, our last segment here, Marvin Menzies Radio Show, John Sandler, Robert Smith, visiting with Eric Sanders, Brandon Jenkins, two of Coach Menzies' former players who are now on his staff. And real quickly, Eric, then Brandon, real quick, what's your specific role on the staff?
I'm the director of player development, so I wear a couple of different various hats. One is to reach out to all former alumni, keep them abreast of what's going on. And then also me, myself, and Brandon and some of our other younger guys on staff is to be just connected to the players and to, if we can put out small problems before they become issues and things like that. Nice. And just kind of be a positive reinforcement of the program. And like I said, just kind of echo from the top to the bottom of what the coaches want to get across as far as just from lifestyle, discipline, and just doing the right things day to day.
Communication.
Exactly.
Brandon, that communication.
Program assistant,
but you know, that's a generic
title. Make coach's job much easier.
There you go.
Bottom line, check classes, and I learned different things from Eric, and stay connected to the players. It's just make coach's job easy.
There you go, and help the players adjust to D1 and all that stuff.
Say echo, like he said, echo what the coaches are saying in the office. I'm in the office a little more. Doing things, meal plans, and different things like that. Just overall, we helping each other. So
there's a lot of administrative stuff that has to go on. Yeah. But before we went to break, I mentioned it. You know, the fans here in Las Vegas are passionate. And if you win, it's like a wildfire. Okay. They come. And if you don't, you know, it's hard. And you know, last year we saw the negative side. But but this team is going to be so much fun. Can you talk about how important it is to have the fans – have the players feeling the fans are behind them?
I just think that's a big home court advantage. You know, the more fans that come, the better our kids gonna get hype and get riled up for a game, and just know that the fans will be there and have their back. I think that's for anywhere you go.
Eric, you played here. You know how wild and crazy the Thomas and Mack can be.
Yes, it can be a very loud place where you can't even hear the play calls from the coach from the floor. But I just think this season, I think the guys will be playing inspired just due to the tragedy that we had here a couple of weeks ago. And, that, you know, Vegas strong all the way every day, and just being fortunate and trying to be a positive outlook on the city that went through a terrible tragedy. And obviously, we're still rooting for the football team to win a couple more games to try to get to a bowl. But just to take this city into the next season
to be
in a positive spirit with just good vibes and just rebel love.
Rebel love. It'll start Saturday night at the Thomas & Mack against Florida A&M. Come on out and check us out. The Rebels, 7 o'clock, 6:30 with Runner Rebel Warm-Up. We'll talk to you again. Thanks to everybody here at Bailiwick.
Radio show brought to you by Findlay Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Findlay Chevrolet. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Rebel Sports Network.